It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on 10:39 in the morning on Thursday, March 28th, and we are in the broadcast confines of one Garrett Green of the Biloxi Shuckers. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, sir. Glad to have you guys up here again today. It's good to be here.
You have a beautiful view. These seats must cost you a lot.
Yeah, well, only time. Only time. That's all that it costs me. Time and effort. But no, it's great. I always tell people that what I always wanted as a kid and as an undergrad when I got into broadcasting was to have a job where I just showed up and worked at a ballpark every day, and I get to see the field every day. As long as there's not heavy fog, which right now it's a beautiful day outside.
Oh, it's perfect. And you had a great idea of dragging us up here onto your home field. And I made a crack about the price of tickets. Let me tell you, I don't think you can find an entertainment value that starts as little as $7 a game. That's got to be exciting whenever you know you're on the verge of a new season.
It really is, and that's part of what we're excited to offer here for the Shuckers is affordability. We've been saying it, we're trying to push it out there. You can come to a Shuckers game and have your ticket, get a hot dog, chips, and a drink, and it'll cost you $12 to do all of that. You can take in a game, watch it from out there on the berm, and enjoy. We've got all kinds of great affordability specials this year. I know folks always want to know about beer specials. Mondays and Thursdays this year, those are your days if you want to come out and enjoy a beverage. We've got something really special at our Buena Vista Beer Garden this year. Mondays, $10 gets you a 20-ounce mug, and then it's $3 refills after that. And that's not $3 Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light. That's $3 Lazy Magnolias, $3 Parrish Brewing, $3 Biloxi Brewing. And then, of course, we're doing Double Play Thursday again, so that's $2 Yinglings, $3 draft beer specials, $2 sodas as well, $2 hot dogs. So we've got the affordable deals that are going on as well. But ticket prices out here are really good for yet another season. We haven't pushed them up any. They're sitting right where they were before. And right now, today, we're sitting 1 week away from the season. So it's just exciting that it's right here. We're on the precipice of starting baseball again.
And in a matter of perfect timing, I'm going to turn to Cecilia Dobbs-Walton for 1 second, because we've been talking about Pops Ferry Causeway Park, which is well on its way. They had their soft opening the other day. We've been talking about the boardwalk in West Biloxi is open. We've been talking about Howard Avenue, which Mayor Gillich is going to turn the green light on any day. All of these things we're talking about, but what's the other one that's going to open today, Cecilia? That Garrett's going to be great. He's going to be good news for him.
I think Danny might be there too as well. But it is the crosswalk, pedestrian crosswalk is opening at noon today. There'll be a ribbon cutting. It'll officially turn over to the City of Biloxi and be open to the public to walk across.
This is going to be something that's just going to help your visit to MGM Park, but the real story is going to be when you come in those front gates.
No, it is, and we're excited about that. We've been seeing them building it right out there and getting everything ready to go, and we think it'll be great. Plenty of folks park over at the Bow parking garage there, and now it's a nice, easy way for them to get across, easy way for me to run on the other side of Beach Boulevard as well and get over to the beach and enjoy that. But we're excited to have that, and then when folks come in, they'll see we've got some new signage up this year. Big advertisement for the All-Star game that's going to be coming out there is right there on the front gate, so you're going to see it there at the south. We've also got it over here at the north gate as well, so we're excited about the All-Star game coming up this season, and folks will be coming through the gates and seeing some what we think is going to be exciting baseball this year, along with some great promos.
Well, let's tell people what they need to know right now, and by that I mean y'all also have some preseason stuff that's going to be happening. You know, I think Cecilia's alma mater, is it William Carey? He's going to be here. Explain some of the things people can come see pretty soon. And by the way, I think they can come to the box office or go online like right now to reserve their tickets.
Yeah, no, that's right. We're going to be playing William Carey in an exhibition game. It's our third straight year that we're doing it. It started as a fundraiser. Now it's a great annual tradition. So folks can see the team. It's $10 for a ticket. It's general admission. So if you've always wanted to sit right behind home plate, but maybe didn't want to pay the quote-unquote steep prices for it, it's still an affordable ticket. But $10, you can go right down to the front row and sit right there behind home plate and see the new team before they debut on April 4th. Exhibition games going to be on April 2nd at 6:35 p.m. right here against William Carey for the Shuckers. And that'll be the first chance for folks to see the Biloxi Shuckers before they play their first official game, so you can get a feel for what the roster is going to be like. And like you said, you can buy tickets at the box office 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day right here at MGM Park, or you can go online to BiloxiShuckers.com and you can buy them any time of day for that.
you got to be excited too about, in the midst of everything else, you got the new opportunity with Shuck Nation.
Yes, yes indeed. So we've had that, and for folks who might not know, season ticket holders is the way of the past. Shuck Nation is the way of the future. And we're so excited to roll it out this season, and now folks will get to start enjoying that. Along with, you can either have tickets to half of our home games with a weekender membership or all of our games with full season membership. They're fully exchangeable, so if you know you're not going to make it to a couple of games, you can move those around and utilize them in a different way. But the other big thing that's about to come into play is all of the experiences that we have. You talk about the view from right up here. Well, guess what? If you're a member of Shuck Nation, one of the things that you can do is come up to the broadcast booth and you get to hang out with us for an inning and watch the game and see how we see it from up here. So if you always want to see the bird's eye view from the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast booth, you can join Shuck Nation. That can be one of your two experiences that you get. You can sit down in the dugout before the game. You can get a professional photo done down on the field. There are all kinds of different things that you get to pick from that are ballpark experiences, along with the socials that we have once a month. Personal pitch, they should be called So Shells. Just my idea, but I know that we're calling them Shuck Nation socials for the moment still.
You lost that argument with Danny, didn't you?
No, I'm just trying to figure out and make sure that we're on brand with everything that we're doing. But it's so much more than just having season tickets to something. And so just because the season starts doesn't mean you can't still join Shuck Nation. There's still opportunities for you to be a part of it and to enjoy and to come out and not just enjoy the ballpark, but also enjoy everything else that goes on aside from just the baseball on the field.
It just sounds to me you're making it as simple and as affordable and as so many options for anybody to be able to come. How could anybody say no?
That's what we're thinking too. But no, that's the goal, is that the point of this entire thing and of minor league baseball as well is that it's for everybody. We love the baseball diehards. Trust me, I love them. That's what I get to do every night, is crunch numbers and care about the game and everything. But if you just want to come out and it's a gorgeous April day in Biloxi, and you say to yourself, I just want to be outside today, come be outside with us. We have something for everybody, and that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, it's not a game, really, Cecilia. You found this. She had not gone to a baseball game in, I'll bet, 20 years. And it's not a game. It's an experience.
It is an experience because there is a lot going on, like you said. They have the characters that run across the stage. They have give-outs that they pass out, like T-shirts. I actually got a T-shirt last time I went to the game. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, the family atmosphere is the greatest thing. And if anybody has any questions of you or any questions about the Shuckers or the tickets or what do you recommend that they do?
Well, if they can't make it down to the ballpark, and we understand that we serve the whole Gulf Coast, and that's the great part about the team, is that we really feel like we serve everybody. And sometimes coming to get to the ballpark from Bay St. Louis, that might not be an option. So you can just call 228-233-3465. That's our main phone number. We've got great folks here who can answer your questions and get you that. And also, we feel like with the way that minor league baseball and we've redone our website, everything's right there for you to find as well. It's BiloxiShuckers.com. And right there, there's a tickets and promos tab at the top. You can click on that, and we've got a page for the All-Star Game. We've got a page for all of our promotions. We've got things on Shuck Nation. We've got things on our different group areas that we have. It's all right there for you if you want to find out about it any hour of the day.
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. Tell people what's going to change in your domain. What new and exciting things can they hear in the broadcast this year?
Well, the biggest thing is that I've got a new broadcast partner this year. My partner from last year, Spencer Siegel, he's actually working with the AA Tennessee Smokies, so he'll be back at MGM Park this year. I have a new broadcast partner who's going to be working with me this year, and I'm in year two now at this point. I'm more well-versed in the history of the Shuckers and the area and everything, so I think that more than telling you about the players and being able to recount some of last year or years prior to that, there will be just a better personality and a better feel to everything. We don't always keep it right in between the chalk, and I think that that's okay.
I love it.
If you just talk what's happening in between the chalk for all 140 games, you're going to lose people. And so we try and make sure that when you tune in every night, whether it's on our flagship station, Cruisin' WGCM, which is 1240 AM or 100.9 FM, or you can go online, you can listen on TuneIn, you can listen on MILB.com, and when we're at home, you can watch on MILB.TV, which is in HD this season. Whenever you tune in, we're not just going to be talking about balls and strikes. It's going to be something zany. It's going to be something crazy. We're going to be talking about the majors. We're going to be talking about what's happening in the city of Biloxi and along the Gulf Coast or wherever we may be, if we're in Jacksonville or Chattanooga or something like that. There's always something that we're talking about to try and make sure that, yet again, it's the same principle as here in the ballpark. It's not just baseball. It's an experience and it's entertainment, so we're excited about that.
I want to say you make it informative, you make it educational, and you make it entertaining, and I want to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you, sir. That's the goal. And if we hear that from everybody, we're glad. And I should mention, we will have a better way for folks to communicate with us in the booth this season. We'll have a text the booth line that'll be available. We'll read that out throughout the course of the season. So a little bit more direct connection with people on the other side as well.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. See, I knew you were going to have a bunch of things. Cecilia, is there anything else we got going on this weekend? And we're going to come back to Garrett, and he's going to give everybody a reminder of what they need to know that they can be doing right now that's coming up at MGM Park. What else we have happening?
For Saturday, we have the Hop the Trail to Bunny Land. It's open to ages 5 and younger. It's an XL by 5 program. Again, that's Saturday, March the 30th, 9 to 11:30 at the Biloxi Town Green. Don't forget to bring your cameras, though. The Easter Bunny will be here, so you can take pictures, but you have to have your own camera. Then also on Saturday, March the 30th, it'll be from 4 to 7 p.m. here at MGM Park is the third annual Biloxi Chamber Craft Beer Fest. You can go online and get information for that. And one thing I want to let everybody know, that on Tuesday, April the 2nd, at 9 a.m. will be the opening ceremonies for the season opening of the Biloxi Community Market. They're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., with the exception of today because they're preparing for the opening ceremony. And as always, all that information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
Okay, we're going to close out with Garrett Green. And by the way, before you leave, Cecilia, you might as well go ahead and give Garrett that craft beer flyer. He wants it right now. You're here to close out the show. Tell people what they need to know.
It's going to be a great season of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. We're getting going at home this year. It's the second time that we're opening up. April 4th through the 8th, I believe, are our opening days, or through the 9th are our opening days. We're here 15 of the first 22 days of the season. And so while we've got this beautiful April weather, before it maybe gets a little warm in June and July and it's quote-unquote too hot to get out to a ball game, come out and enjoy the great experience. We have something for everybody, and we're just thrilled to serve the entire city of Biloxi and the entire Gulf Coast with another great season of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
BiloxiShuckers.com if you have any questions.
You're listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.